Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
So, Arisha, I know how much of a law-abiding citizen you are.
Don't do the crime if you don't want to do the time.
That is for sure the saying. But there are some people who just cannot stay out of trouble with the law, like actor Ezra Miller. They've been in the news literally all year for bad behavior.
Yeah, and aside from forcing me to learn who Ezra Miller is, which is in and of itself the most annoying thing, the news just keeps getting worse. At this point, they're now facing new allegations of harassment and brandishing a gun in front of a child.
Like, can we just leave the children alone for the love of God?
Not in this country, apparently.
God. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, June 17th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, aside from all the wealth, fame, and endless opportunities at their fingertips, most stars are just like us. And then there's Justice League actor Ezra Miller. They've been in and out of the news, like we said, all year for some pretty odd and kind of violent behavior. And the stories literally just keep getting stranger and more upsetting.
Yes.
And just recently, Ezra's gotten in trouble again for an alleged uncomfortable encounter with a 12-year-old.
Ugh, I hate that we have to talk about this.
Me too.
So Ezra identifies as non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. And yesterday, the Daily Beast reported that a mother and her child were granted a temporary harassment protection order against Ezra in Massachusetts. Now, the mother and child's identities have not been revealed, but they allege that Ezra behaved inappropriately towards the child during an incident earlier this year. The child is currently 12, but was 11 at the time of this alleged incident. The mother and child also said that Ezra brandished a gun in a threatening manner, which for me, just holding a gun is a threatening manner.
I was just going to say.
Just knowing that it's on your person is threatening enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Daily Beast reports that the incident took place when the family was at a downstairs neighbor's house in Greenfield, Massachusetts on February 2nd. And Ezra was allegedly a friend of the neighbor.
Ooh, okay, so Ezra apparently showed up at the residence wearing a bulletproof vest.
Mm.
The mom and her child claimed that Ezra was acting erratically and had dilated pupils, which made them think Ezra was under the influence of something.
Yeah.
They said Ezra claimed the board game Parcheesi has Rastafarian roots. And when asked about the specifics of this claim, Ezra opened their jacket to reveal a gun. Apparently, Ezra became furious and screamed, "You don't even know what the f*** you're talking about. What did you say to me? What did you just say to me?"
Mm.
So I don't know who Ezra was talking to when that happened, but that's alarming. And according to the neighbor, Ezra then said, "Talking like that could get you into a really serious situation." The neighbor said Ezra then focused on the child and started giving the child a bunch of compliments and then uncomfortably hugging them.
Mm,
Ezra also allegedly touched the child's hips.
Okay, I really, really don't like this story.
I hate it.
It started off so high as awful, and it's just getting even worse and worse and worse.
Yes. My God.
So the child told the Daily Beast, "They automatically were just weirdly drawn to me and kept talking about how they love my outfit and love my style and kept going on and on about how it was great." The mother, child, and neighbor also alleged that Ezra turned to the mom and said, "I've talked extensively with your child and they have a lot of power to them. At one point, you're going to realize that you don't have any control over them anymore." Adding, "They're an elevated being and they would be lucky to have someone like me guide them."
Oh, yikes.
They also claim that Ezra accused the mom of being a witch and vampire as she was dressed in goth clothing. Apparently, Ezra yelled at her repeatedly, "Do you want to drink my blood? Do you?"
Oh, my God.
This just, as somebody who has played Parcheesi many times, this is not how this game should go.
Well, I've never played it.
It's so fun.
Never will, so don't ask the next game night.
It's fun.
But, like, this is just truly unhinged behavior.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's very alarming.
Yeah. It definitely seems like there is something to play here, whether it's under the influence of something, a mental thing, but this is definitely very erratic, scary behavior.
And talking about the child being lucky to have someone like them to guide them, like, that's cult leader speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's scary.
Yeah.
So clearly this had to have been a disturbing incident for the mom, the child, and the neighbor.
Yeah.
And Ezra did apparently apologize for the outbursts at the time, but that was not the end of it. The family alleges that Ezra came back multiple times to, quote, pester them, and even once again made the child uncomfortable by hugging them close and pressing their body against them. But lately, the family has not heard from Ezra. And now after yesterday's Daily Beast report came out, Ezra has gone completely silent and deleted their Instagram.
Yeah, but before deleting their Insta, Ezra posted some really strange memes and messages. One of the posts claimed that they were in another universe. Mm. And another had text that said, "Message from another dimension." Other posts included words about how they were shielded from negative people and their ill intent. And that same post goes on to say, "My spirit, mind, body, soul, and success are not altered by anyone's envy. I am protected from all negativity people attempt to throw at me."
Which I gotta just say, like, some of these posts wouldn't seem that weird to me if the other stuff hadn't taken place.
Right, in the context, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So Ezra is staying quiet about everything right now, but before we heard about the alleged incident with the mom and the child in Massachusetts, Ezra was named in court documents filed by the parents of a teen who say Ezra groomed their child, 18-year-old activist Gibson Iron Eyes. Gibson is also non-binary and also uses they, them pronouns. So Gibson's parents are seeking intervention from the court, alleging that Ezra had been involved with their child since they were 12, so 6 years. And a judge did sign the request for a protective order, which says that Ezra cannot contact the child or the parents or be within 100 yards of their residence. Now, Gibson and Ezra met while they were both protesting for the land back reclamation movement in Standing Rock in 2016.
Yeah, and according to court documents, Ezra allegedly flew Gibson to London in 2017 to visit the set of the film Fantastic Beasts. Mm. And at the time, Gibson was 14 and Ezra was 25. Mm. Now, Gibson's parents allege that Ezra tried to sleep in the same bed as Gibson and provided them with alcohol, marijuana, and LSD.
Oh, my God.
The parents also accuse Ezra of influencing Gibson in their decision to drop out of their private school in December of 2021. Apparently, Ezra offered to pay Gibson's tuition when they were 16, and their parents believe this created a sense of indebtedness. The parents also said they flew to Vermont in January to check on Gibson and discovered that Gibson had bruises all over their body. And the parents also said Gibson was not in possession of their own driver's license, car keys, or bank card. Now, Gibson's parents claim Ezra and Gibson have since been traveling together, and they also allege that Ezra used violence, intimidation, threat of violence, fear, paranoia, delusions, and drugs to hold sway over Gibson. Now, a hearing for this is scheduled for July 12th.
So Gibson, who is a legal adult, has spoken out against their parents and denied the allegations against Ezra. And in a statement posted to Gibson's Instagram on June 6th, they accuse their parents of being transphobic and stress that they are making decisions all on their own without Ezra's influence.
Yeah, in this statement, they talk about going through a difficult period of grief after a friend passed and called Ezra their comrade, saying they've been providing loving support and invaluable protection. Gibson also said their father's allegations are transphobic for implying they don't have the ability to think coherently on their own just because they have different opinions from their family. Gibson also accused their parents of emotional and psychological manipulation.
Wow.
Now, Gibson's parents have also said Ezra and Gibson remain on the run, and the court has not been able to locate or serve Ezra because their whereabouts are unknown.
Ooh, wow. This whole story is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So in addition to all of these problems with Gibson's parents and the mother and child in Massachusetts, in March, Ezra was arrested in Hawaii and charged with disorderly conduct and harassment following a physical confrontation with people at a karaoke bar. Mm-hmm. The Hawaii police in Hilo said Ezra became agitated as patrons sang Shallow from A Star Is Born and then attacked them after yelling obscenities.
Ezra was released on a $500 bail, which is the lowest bail I think I've ever seen.
My God.
The bail was paid for by a couple they lived with at a hostel.
Wow.
But then 2 days after Ezra was released, the same couple that paid for their bail filed a restraining order against them.
My God.
This is so much.
So many turns.
Yeah. The couple claims Ezra returned home and threatened them, saying, "I will bury you and your slut wife."
Wow.
Which, them's fighting words.
Yeah.
The couple also said that Ezra stole the wife's passport and the husband's wallet, which contained his credit card, social security card, and driver's license. And just weeks after this arrest, Ezra was again taken into custody in Hawaii, this time for allegedly throwing a chair at a woman at a private party that left her with a half-inch cut on her forehead.
Jeez.
Ezra was later released pending further investigation.
My God. So it may seem like after all of this, Ezra's acting career may take a big hit, but they are currently set to star in the DC film The Flash, which is really highly anticipated. There's a lot of buzz around it, and it's set to release next year. It has already been filmed with Ezra. And obviously, there's a lot of money at stake here. And so after the incidents in Hawaii, executives at Warner Brothers and DC held an emergency meeting to discuss Ezra's future at the studio.
Yeah, Rolling Stone reported, according to a knowledgeable source, the consensus in the room was to hit pause on any future projects involving Miller, including possible appearances in the DC extended universe. But Warner Brothers did say they still plan to release the film with Ezra in it. Variety reported that The Flash simply cost too much money to scrap the project entirely.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean,
it always comes down to money.
It always does. I was just going to say that, especially in Hollywood. It's like, well, we know some stuff happened, but like...
They're brandishing a gun at people. They're stealing things. No, we're going to keep this project going. We've already sunk too much money. Yeah. That's what's important.
We can't force a bunch of crew to work 27-hour days and be away from their family again.
Yes, it's all about the crew. That's who we care about.
Yeah, that is who we care about. I'm sick of this shit. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freeson Sync.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Liam Garrow is our senior editor.
Sam Ada and Victor Figueroa are our sound engineers.
And Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.